This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 24th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. It says there, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." End of quote. God says His purpose stands firm forever, Isaiah 46:10. And He has a definite purpose for all you are faced with, good or bad. Verses 2 to 8 on this chapter teach us many things we consider good initially can end up bad. Alternatively, many things we think bad can end up being good. A time to be born is good with joy in the hearts of people. A time to die brings sorrow and sadness. A time to embrace is good, but there is a time to refrain from embracing. A time to love, however, there is a time to hate. We don't want good things to end with alarming bad results, do we? However, it does happen. On the other hand, there is time to weep and a time to laugh. A time for war and a time for peace. A time to mourn and a time to dance. We like such times, don't we? You see, life is filled with different seasons, good and bad. And our insight says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. End of quote. Beloved, what God says is this: there is a purpose for all of the seasons of your life. In difficulties, we pray. We think our prayers are not answered, although we knocked at the mercy seat many times because we do not see a change in our present condition. 1 John chapter 3 verse 20 says this about God. It says, God is greater than our heart and He knows everything. End of quote. Our heart feels that God does not hear our prayer. However, God is greater than our hearts. His plans are greater and bigger than our heart's imaginations. Because He knows everything, past, present, and future, His wave and action length are different from ours. When we talk about one day, God speaks about 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like one day, 2 Peter 3:8. Out of it all, we learn life has various seasons. We also learn that each one is God-ordained and has a unique purpose. Understanding God's plan and purpose in varied seasons are the secret that stretches, challenges, and motivates you. Various seasons, although it appears to be hard, are the times God meets with you 101. Remember, for everything there is a season and time for every matter under heaven. God's time does not arrive early or late. He visits us on His perfect time with His plan and purpose. You see, Jesus came to Peter's boat on a day of His total failure. You see, He fished all night and did not catch a single fish. An expert fisherman, Peter knew the in and out of that lake. Now he was tired and sick. Probably he did not know where the money for the expense of that day comes. He was already ready to go home and lie down in desperation. Here comes Jesus, who stepped into his boat and asked him to move the vessel a little bit into the water for a teaching session. Peter may have thought, "Jesus, what is this? I can't do it now. Please step into another boat." However, he did allow Jesus to speak from his boat anyway. That was the life-changing moment in Peter's life, revealing God's plan and purpose for his life. Do you know your seasons of sorrow can also be a divinely appointed time to figure out God's purpose for your life? Jesus knocks at your door, as He did to Peter. Would you open and let Him come in right now? Whatever the season you are in, could be hopelessness, worry, or sickness, let Jesus come in into the season of your life. Your season has a divine purpose. Your time for the matter under heaven. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want Jesus to step into my life in this season of my life. I believe that God loves me and invites me to His household. He wants to reveal His purpose for my life. I now accept Jesus as my Savior because He died, buried and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. Please come in and fill in me with Your plan and purpose. In the name of Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.